Now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has sworn in. He was sworn in about 2 weeks ago, and already the honeymoon is over. Facing certain future cuts in defense spending, Panetta floated the idea of a freeze on the number of DOD civilian employees. That got him in trouble with a group of senators, including Maryland's Barbara Mikulski. She filed off a letter to Panetta asking him to reconsider. Mikulski thinks Panetta is freezing the wrong thing.
They do not have a freeze when hiring defense contractors. So I'm concerned there's going to be bureaucracy bloat by going the contractor route, and at the same time you're freezing civil servants. If you're going to have a freeze, make it for employees and contractors. I believe what we need to do is focus what is on the mission, where do we need to hire, where do we need to freeze, and then look first to federal employees.
So what would you have him do then? First do the analysis now? I mean, that could take probably months since he's so brand new.
They know what they need. Analysis leads to paralysis. We can pick on this. Everybody likes the cool, easy, cheap way, meaning snarky way of doing things. So once again, federal employees are being made a scapegoat for the problems of the federal deficit and debt, which they did not create. But the second thing is that we know that waste and fraud has not been among federal employees. It's been among defense contractors. Claire McCaskill has done a tremendous job in exposing that. So I'm saying is that we know where our missions are. We knew where we need to draw down, and we need to know where we freeze. But if you're going to do it, you need to do it strategically. And if you are going to have a freeze, then freeze. Don't freeze federal employees. Start with freezing defense contractors.
So would you support cuts here and there of employees if it could be proven that that particular mission was going to shrink?
I want to start first with where the big money is. The big money is in big defense systems. And I support the reforms led by Secretary Gates and Dr. Ashton Carter. I think they're on the right track. Under Secretary Carter, he oversees a $400 billion portfolio with a lot of big ticket defense systems. And I think we need to look at where the money is and not start necessarily with federal employees.
Now, there's a Senate version of a 2012 budget which talks about $900 billion over 10 years reduced from DOD. Now, that hasn't been announced formally yet or revealed, but where are the cuts there, do you see?
Well, when it's been announced formally and we've all had a chance to look at the cuts in an open, transparent way, I can comment.
But it's safe to say some of those will be from the systems that you just spoke about.
Yes, and I think we need to look at it, whether it's an extra engine here. So I believe that defense must be on the table. I believe we had under our outstanding leadership in Secretary Gates, now will be continued by Secretary Panetta, led by real reformers like Dr. Carter, we can have a path forward where we can reduce defense spending without jeopardizing readiness and response, and where we maintain a civil service that will be ready to respond to any mission that they're asked.
Now, the civil service that is in place now, whether it grows or shrinks, they are under a pay freeze for one more year. So what about the pay freeze and benefits going forward for the workforce we have?
Pay freeze and benefits are a different thing, okay? So I know the president likes to go after federal employee pensions. I think we need to be very careful about that. The people that are working in defense, many of them have enormous advanced degrees. They make significant contributions. For example, people are working at the National Security Agency. We're the largest employer of mathematicians and PhD mathematicians in the world. So we've got to look at our benefits. We've got to look at our pay and so on. But if there's a freeze on all federal employees, I will support it, but I won't support a freeze agency by agency.
And getting back to the letter to Mr. Panetta,
I think
Panetta,
that pretty much covers it, though.
Okay, just getting back to that letter, have you had a response back from him yet?
No, I have not gotten a response. Secretary Panetta has been in Afghanistan, which is exactly where I want him to be. And when he comes back, I know he'll be looking at my mail.
And that's Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski. You can hear this interview again at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.